Sometimes in life, you find yourself on the right side of the line, where the skies open up and cast a towering shadow, guarding you from the worst life has to offer. And then, that same sky rips away that warm blanket from your clutching arms and casts it into the night. Now, you are on the wrong side of the line. And that's why I'm here, to keep you in line. A line we call the Dry Line.
Now remember the Global Ag Network. For real, I really do have some song ideas. I've been writing some titles down, but I'm not going to tell y'all anything because I ain't got a trademark or a copyright on it yet. Everybody,
Brent, do you have any ballads?
I don't have any. No, these are all 1950s country, I think, is what I'm going to do here. I don't know, but ballads may be in the offing. We'll see later on down the road. But everybody, this is the Dry Line Farmer Podcast, and we are glad you're still with us. I know we've been pretty sporadic this past, I don't know, month and a half. We've been planting corn, trying to, and also I've been trying to get this whole steer heifer show and barn all finished up and everything and wearing my ass out doing that. So it is hard to get this podcast in, and plus Landon, he's all pissing and moaning about being tired of plowing, and of course he's got his cornhole team or something he's got going on every Wednesday night, so there's always that to deal with. How is that going, by the way, Landon? How is the cornhole tournament going?
The cornhole league?
Oh, softball. I'm sorry, softball.
Cornhole league's a whole different night.
Whole surgery.
Yeah. No, softball's going okay. We finish up tomorrow. We've had a rough campaign.
So
having the championship slump.
The sophomore slump in the championship league. So you're not going to be in the Premier League anymore?
No, I think we'll be moving back down to the shotgunning beer league. So
that's too bad. So they got the no home run league in softball. Do they have the no cornhole league in the cornhole? I mean, you can't, if you throw it in the hole, it's an automatic DQ or something.
I don't know much about cornhole.
That's like, we could do a whole episode on that, Landon. That'd be like the no bullseye dart league.
Yeah,
that
there you
would
go.
Be like the no touchdown football league.
The no craps crap table.
The no sevens craps. Let's see what else. No blackjack. You can't never split eighth in blackjack. Tell them, Devorah. You tell them, girl. Lana's got number two down here with him today, and she's sporting a pretty nice little haircut.
Oh, she's a pistol.
She's a pistol. She's a hot one now. But anyway, so yeah, no bullseye darts, no touchdown football. I would say no hot chick at the bar night, but that I pretty much won that one every night. So
I lived that life.
I lived it. I was a pro, man. No home run softball league. What a jip.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough.
Sorry, I had to take a sip of my beer there. Well, guys, once again, as I was saying, we're glad everybody's listening. We have had some. Landon, I think, is this one of the best spring, the best starts to a growing season that we've had in a long time?
It's been pretty ideal, Brent. I mean, it's about the earliest I've ever been planted on corn, and I'm glad I got it in there.
We don't have all of our corn planted yet, so hopefully we'll put Texas behind on the crop progress, on the planting progress enough that it'll we might jump this thing a dollar.
There's still a lot of acres out there to go.
You know, I know people, I know humans have small, short attention spans, but the whole deal now is planting delays. So what do they say now? They can plant, 60% of the United States corn crop in like a weekend, or the Midwest.
Or a week.
Even a week. I know they can plant.
It's not long.
It's 40 to 50% they can plant in a weekend. So, and speaking of that, and I know why, because the reason they do that, I saw this guy on Twitter, and I forgot who he was. I wish I'd have written it down. But he had a picture of a planter on his Twitter site, and it was a monster. It was all folded up and everything, and I had to count the rows. Anyway, this guy said, yeah, that's a 54-row 20-inch planter. So that's, what, 90 foot. And the only problem with it was, is it was covered in about 2 inches of snow. This is in northern Illinois. So needless to say, they were a little grumpy up there when you've got a planter that can, I don't know, plant half the farm and, you know, it takes longer to turn around than it does to plant the seed. Can you imagine landing the, let's see, that's got 54 rows, and I think it was a deer. So you think it's also like the 7-8 mile an hour planter? Because, you know, they have the 7 or 8 mile an hour planters now. If he's going 7 miles an hour at 90-foot swath, Landon, we've got a 100-foot sprayer, you know. I mean, we drive no slower than about 11. And I can do a circle in it. We can do a circle with our planter. It's a 24-row 30-inch. We can do our circle in 4 hours, 120-acre circle in 4 hours with no problems.
Wow.
This guy, and I'm thinking he's probably not on pivots up there. It's all, but, I mean, I didn't think Northern Illinois had that large of fields to justify having a 90-foot planter. But apparently they do. So, I mean, you're figuring this guy, I'm doing it, he's got more than twice the width. So he's doing 100, say he's doing 150 acres in about, what, two and a half hours? That's a lot. And to fill that thing up, he's filling that thing up every, unless it's got another extra tank that we don't.
And that's like pouring seed from home plate to first base.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. So, yeah. So that's why they can pretty much get those planting, that Midwest corn crop in the ground. So, Landon, give us a little market update at Hereford Grain. I noticed you gave me a little quote on cash wheat. The basis got a little better.
Yeah, basis improved a little bit. Market's been up this week so far. Of course, we're only 2 days in.
Until Trump has to say something and completely redeem himself.
Did you see that meme of Trump where he's putting the... He's putting that medal around Tiger Woods.
It says
it's from CNN. And it says, this just in, Trump strangles black man.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one before. Yeah. That's kind of like that picture of the, it looks like this, somebody's got a foot on the head of this kid, and they back up, and he's got his own shoe, and he's just holding it against his own cheek.
I've seen that one.
Yeah, Trump, the whole tariff deal, it's a cluster and a half. I mean, you know, I'm a speculator, and I trade S&P and everything. And yesterday, I had one of the best day tradings I've ever had on S&P, and that's when the S&P was down about 50, and we started having some trades getting put on and everything. And I'm like, you watch this thing. It's going to be green by the end of the day. Now, I didn't get green, but it went from 50 points, you know, a 50-point move on the S&P kind of relates somewhat to maybe a 450 to 500-point move on the Dow. But it ended up the day about 14 lower on the S&P. So, yeah, that said a lot to because, I mean, yeah, there's a trade war going on and everything, but 3.4% unemployment is 3.4% unemployment, and that's just a pretty hard number to beat down, even with tariffs. So it's pretty interesting and tells you the strength of the market. Now, the grains, of course, the best thing is the hogs, I mean, and I don't know if you follow hogs any day. I know you eat a lot of bacon.
Not since my old show days.
Well, you didn't even watch the market then, though, did you?
No, I was just talking about following hogs.
literally following a hog, yeah. So anyway, the hogs were down the limit yesterday, and today they went, I guess they opened up the limits, so I think they got 400 lower and ended up, 150, 200 points higher on the day.
Wow.
So $5 or $6 swing. The hogs are volatile just by nature. But and cattle too. And we play a lot of spreads and everything. And the cattle spreads is that's right, girl. You get it. She's throwing the world around.
Throwing the world.
That's right. We've got a little rubber ball and it's painted in a world globe. So anyway, yeah, it's wild stuff to be in the markets. It's a lot of fun and everything. But yeah. Trade war wars, unemployment, it's kind of one side or the other. You don't know what's going to go on. So,
cats and dogs living together, it's...
Mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria. Yeah.
Well, guys, we've talked a little... We mocked some songs here back in the first part of the... We did this podcast, but we got to thinking, like, you know, we need to do some more. Because I got to thinking, you know, country singers, you know, most notably country, you don't ever hear this out of... It's kind of the white person, black person thing, you know... White people try – how do I say this, Landon? White people
– Very carefully.
Yeah, very – yeah, that's for sure. You know, black people, you know, are you know, they're happy, you know, when they succeed, and they want to, you know, proliferate that, and, you know, like rappers and whatever thing. They like to show what they're doing. And country guys, they like to pretend that they're not trying to make money, even though that's exactly what they're in it for. That and a couple other things. But so I really got to hand it to the black rappers out there, because, I mean they're literally keeping it real, Landon. So that's what we're talking about today. Country singers, they say they don't really want to go to Nashville. They don't want to do this. They don't need to be famous. They just need a good truck and a hunting dog or something. So, but we really know they're all about the Benjamins. So we're going to wrap on that a little bit, no pun intended. But I've also got a few other things before we get to that. I talked to I had Casey Seymour on. He was co-hosting when Landon was doing his congeniality contest or whatever here a couple months ago. Anyway,
carrying on my 3-game hitting streak.
That's right. Yeah, big time. We were talking sales because Casey Seymour, host of the Moving Iron podcast, if anybody hasn't caught that thing yet, on the Global Ag Network, no less. So we talked sales, and we're trying to get this, like I said earlier, we're trying to get this steer heifer barn divorce, doing a trampoline now, getting this steer heifer show barn done. And pretty much all I've got left that's a big deal is getting the pad poured for the wash rack. And that's going to require, you know, it's not a big job. It's like a 13-by-10-foot pad, and it's going to have to slope and all that. And so I've called one guy. He's a subcontractor. He's not a actual concrete guy, but he was going to come out. Two different times he said he was going to show up, Landon. This has been over a month's time. Hadn't been here. And I like the guy, but he hadn't shown up. Now I've talked to two actual concrete guys one yesterday evening and one this morning. Both said they were going to come out this afternoon. Has anybody shown up? No. Nobody has shown up.
You don't just wash them in the bull barn anymore?
Oh, Landon, I've got, man, this is a legit operation. Are you kidding me? No, so, yeah, right now they're having to wash them outside, but like all the other homeless people. So, anyway, but no, I got the stalls and everything welded up and everything. Now, pretty much the big thing is to get the wash rack. That way we can do it all inside. And
as much as it rains, you can just wash them like these crates of people wash their cars now. Just go out when it's raining and soap them up.
I did that on a first date with some chick, and she wasn't even that hot.
I hope. Did that one make it to a second date?
I made it to several dates, unfortunately. I washed my pickup in a little drizzle that day. I'll never forget it. But so these guys, it's not a huge project. I mean, I'm not trying to pave the parking lot for Cowboy Stadium. I mean, I understand this is not a big job, but it's still probably a couple yards of concrete. I don't even know what a yard of concrete goes for nowadays, but nonetheless, it's a little job, and it's an easy job. It's quick money for them, I'm sure. But nobody shows up. They don't even call saying they're not going to come. Now, I say that to say this. I've got a cottonseed salesman guy. He called me up. They took us on. This is the guy that took me and about four or five other guys on a jet to tour a cottonseed bagging plant and everything. This guy calls, and I buy some seed from him. Dude calls just to check up on me yesterday, Landon. Just to check, not to try to sell anything else, just to check up on me. See if you've got anything planted, how's it going? I'm like, no, man, we haven't got anything planted yet. We're still doing corn seed, still getting corn in the ground and everything, but I appreciate your damn call.
Are you insinuating that Hereford Grain should be calling you?
Yes. Hereford Grain, well, to be honest, Landon, as long as that dividend shows up, I could give a damn if you call me.
Yeah, it's going to show up.
Because I don't, you know, that dividend is worth way more than listening to your ugly voice on the phone. I got to listen to it through the headphones on a podcast every week anyway, or whenever we record.
That is true.
So, guys, it's so easy to communicate with your customers nowadays. And once again, I mean, we're not a huge farming operation, but we're a pretty good size. And, you know, it doesn't, I mean, it goes a long way. A phone call goes a long way, Landon. I mean, I can't say this without using the F word, so I'm not going to say it, because the F word really puts the funny in the joke.
Do tell.
Don't take my clothes off and don't me, you know.
It's gross.
It's Chris Rock, I think, anyway. So, yeah, got salesman. It's a great thing just to call. It's a great thing to call. And moving forward, you know, this is one of the best starts we've had. We've had some pretty severe weather. As we speak right now, we're going to go back over to the local channel on the television here because the Rangers are losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates, who suck something awful. And I also was going to talk about this. I've got a couple Rangers in DraftKings, and I don't think Joey Gallo or Cedro Cabrera is going to get me any points.
Joey Gallo is just batting with people in scoring position.
So here is my my number one pitcher in Houston. He's my number one pitcher. He's negative 4.65 points. He's allowed 6 runs to Kansas City. Kansas City is like the worst team in baseball other than the not named the Orioles.
True.
Okay, so Robinson Chirinos, he's got 2 points. Cedro Cabrera's got 4. Cole Blackman, thank you very much, has got home runs. He's got 14. Joey Gallo's got 9. And O Herrera from the Phillies, he's got 9 points because he's had a run, a hit, a double, and an RBI.
What's good for a night?
Landon, it depends. Right now, I am in 18th place, and I need to be in the top 9 to get $3. And I paid $1 to get in. So, Landon, right now I've got a total of 33 points. 31, wait a minute, it just moved me down some. Now I'm in where am I? Now I'm in 21st place.
Oh, nice.
I've got 30.75 points. Usually, if you don't get 100 points by the end of the night, you're not going to make any money. So, of course, I've still got players that haven't even started their games yet, and that can make a big deal.
Brent, make sure you take me tomorrow night because we play Pizza Planet, and I'm pretty sure that they're not the most athletic bunch in the world.
Are they a little round around the belt?
I'm hoping so.
You need to really play the Chuck E. Cheese team. That's who you need to play.
There you go.
Because they're all a bunch of freaking pedophiles.
Yeah, they're going to kill the
rats. You could probably kill them. But okay, guys. Yeah. So that's just a few comments. We're glad everybody. We've been off for a couple weeks, but I've got some pretty I've got one comment that's probably going to make a lot of people not listen to the podcast anymore because I like a certain band. That is most people don't like. And
gosh.
Well, they're not Nickelback. I mean, it's not them, but it's equally hated, maybe even more hated.
Rascal Flatts?
It's not Rascal Flatts. I don't like them. But, guys, so we've got that. Radar Ricardo's got a severe weather forecast for us. And our sponsor this week, Landon, I don't know. It's probably going to be some, like, country music countdown or something, but hadn't got to that yet. But they're going to be on the podcast. Landon, we're at 17:35. We got to get out of here, so we do the second segment.
Sweet.
On the Dryline Farmer Podcast. No, you can't say anything. I've already said on the Dryline Farmer Podcast.
Hey, everyone. I'm Calvin, and I'm Hobbs. And together we're so country. That's right. All the haters out there that say we're not real country music, we're not. We're Bro Country! You know you love all of our songs, starting with our breakthrough hit, Suburban Roads, Take Me Home. Tell them more, Calvin. Sure, man. Hey, man, we always love that song, Fishing in the Mall Koi Pond. Or, You Never Even Snapchatted Me By Your Name. Hey, man, didn't your mom write that one? She sure did, Calvin. I'm still glad she's letting us live with us in her basement. Tell me about it, dude. I'm going to go out and get in my truck. It's a Ford Ranger. I got it jacked up on some sweet 15-inch rims. I know, dude. That gets all the chicks, like, all hot and bothered, man. That's right, dude. Can you tell how our accents are slowly going to, like, California surfer dudes? Hey, man, let's get back to the hits. Sure, man. You Never Even Snapchatted Me By My Name is my favorite track of all time. But don't forget Streets of the Magnificent Mile. And don't forget that real country classic, There's a Tear in My Mocha Soy Skim Latte. Hey, man, I never told you, but that song really speaks to my soul. Tell me about it, Calvin. We're so country! And don't forget our groundbreaking and somewhat controversial all-time hit, He Stopped Loving Him Today. It's a love between a man and his dog. That's right! No! Never mind, Calvin. That's right, Hobbs. We're all about love and everybody getting along. We're so country! Check out our CD, because we haven't figured out digital media yet, or iTunes, or none of that stuff. We're so country! get it today! Hey, dude, I gotta fix out the hole in my jeans.
Hey, that's it. Just a whoopee under the lean-to, vato. Ready for it. It's all hailing and stuff.
Hey, this is Reno Ricardo, De La Zenio, bringing you a Driver Popper Podcast weather update. Well, Brent, it's been wild and woolly, vato, man. It's been all over the place with the weather. You've got chances of rain every day for, like, what, the last 2 weeks, vato? And it's actually rained in your place. It's not only it's rained and everything, but it's hail, too. You know what? Hey, you know what we call those essays? You know what we call hail? We call them white people legs. It's more like Blanco Personas, Blanco Cuevos is what we call them. It was Diego's idea of essay. I just tried to figure it out myself, but he came up with it first, so we gave him all the credit, you know. Well, man, it's been all kind of crazy. Like I said, there's been hail, there's been rain, there's even been pizza tornadoes, like, all swirling around and everything like that. And I don't think anybody got hurt or nothing, but, you know, you gotta keep your head on a swivel in this kind of weather, man. This is like one of the pizza wettest starts you've ever had, huh, Marco? I mean, it's not every time you get to plant your corn and, like, it rains on it, so you don't have to, like, turn on your sprinklers or whatever. But, you know, hey, every once in a while you get to live the dream, huh? So, hey, Marco. Hey, the forecast, it's still wet. I know it's real foggy today and everything, but, tell your chica to be all careful on the way to school or whatever, and she'll be, keep her safe and happy, you know, just like you want her to. But though, this week's sponsor, it's some kind of bro country countdown or something, man. It's country, but it's not really country, and everybody likes to say they hate it, even though we all know they secretly like to sing to themselves. In the shower, in the car, you know, they do some kind of piece of selfie video of it, and they, like, throw it away. But, though, this is Reno Ricardo de la Serio. Back to you. Hey, Marco, I love country music.
All right, thanks, Ricardo, and whoever our sponsor was, because I hadn't recorded it yet. But, yeah, so we've got some more country music commentary coming at you here on the Dryland Farmer Podcast. Were you ever a good two-stepper?
No.
It's kind of like craps. You can only learn while you're actually doing it. And they always try to teach me, my wife has tried to teach me for years how to do the whole...
Did you say craps or...
Yeah, craps, you know, people, of course, they're trying to teach you while you're actually playing. And, you know, of course, it's really hard because everybody's trying to, you know, score money and everything, but they kind of want to teach you at the same time. She's always tried to teach me how to do the whole dancing thing where you grab both hands, and you come up, back, and twirl around and stuff like that. I forgot what the jitterbug. Is that the jitterbug? I never can get it.
Oh, man, we had to do a swing dancing thing one time when I was about, probably 9.
Swing or square?
Swing dancing like they did in the 50s.
Okay.
It was not a fun afternoon.
Was it everything you'd hoped it'd be?
I was glad when it was over.
We did square dancing in, what was it, about 4th or 5th grade. We did square in the elementary school. It was
Did you promenade?
Yeah, we promenaded, and we had a collar and everything, man. It was a PE, part of PE or something or whatever.
That's how you get a herpes outbreak.
that's how you get the pink eye.
Yeah. No, I can two-step enough to get by, but once you get into the waltzing and all that.
See, waltzing
all that nonsense.
Waltzing's pretty easy. It's actually kind of wears me out a little bit more. I mean, it's just, what is it? One, too short. So it's pretty easy. But
just go old school junior high slow dance.
Yeah, two hands on a. You know, that actually crossed my mind the other day. You know, you're at the bar, you're at the dance hall or whatever, and you come up to a girl that you've never met before in your entire life, and ask them if they will hold your hand and put their arm on your shoulder and stay 3 inches away from your body for 3 solid minutes, and before that time, you've never met them in your entire life. That's a strange American custom, don't you think?
It's pretty strange.
But, I mean, I guess that's how babies are getting made these days. But it's better than Georgia can stand the touch of the material of some lady.
True. This is baby-making music.
Well, guys, Let's go ahead and get to it. This is my, and I'm going to actually quiz or see if Landon can catch this riddle. Landon, it's a band. It's a two-person band. What is that? Just a duo, I guess.
The doctor was the boy's mom. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
One is a nickel, but the other isn't.
Two dimes and a nickel. I know, but I said, well, one's not a nickel. Yes, but the other one is. Plane crashed on the border. Where would you bury the survivors?
It was a block of ice.
I hate that riddle.
Have I answered it yet?
Yeah. I hate that block of ice riddle. There's no way you can come to that conclusion.
Mm.
It's like, how did they get poisoned? Because it was a block of ice or some stupid shit.
They
hang like
themselves, Brent.
Yeah, or whatever. Anyway, okay. It always sounds like she's shuffling cards, whatever she's doing down there.
She's working.
Okay, Landon, it's a duo, and it's not Brooks and Dunn, because they're obviously established.
Big and Rich?
It's not Big and Rich, but they don't. But
Is Montgomery Gentry a duo?
Not anymore.
No, I know that.
I never really liked Montgomery Gentry. They were kind of the song I'm talking about, the kind of the singers I'm talking about. Well, they're all about being, and we've talked about this before, how they're all about getting, you know, hammered down on Saturday night, but they're in the front pew of the Church of Christ the next morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, Landon, I know you're Church of Christ, and I know they're not very big on hammering down on Saturday night, from what I recalled. I mean, Methodists, we're not supposed to drink, but we don't hammer down on Saturday nights nonetheless. But okay, Landon, I'll go ahead and grant this. They look like douchebags of the month. I mean, not only are they members of the club, they're the presidents, okay? I grant you that. So, are you any... that's not a very big hint, but are you closer to who Zinkin is?
So, it's probably New Country.
New Country, yeah. Okay, Well, no, I'm not going to go that far. Keep going. Let's see. One of them has got two ponytails braided half the time, and the other guy's always got... they got the caps on backwards.
I'm not going to be able to guess this, Brent. I have no clue.
It's a band. It's a country duo that most everybody acts like they hate, but I know they listen and sing to it in the shower. Florida,
Georgia Line. Okay.
I know they're not traditional country. I get that. And I know that if it's meant to be song, it's not got very many profound lyrics in it, but it's just such a damn catchy song. And also that song "Dirt" they sing, and I don't know if they wrote any of these songs, but that's actually a good actual country song. But these guys, the reason I like them because they got catchy tunes, but they're also not shy, or they're also real about what they're aiming for. Because all of their music videos have all got a bunch of hot chicks in bikinis, you know, rhyming all over the place. And they're all about getting money, getting laid, and all that stuff. So at least they're being real about, Devorah, that's all the chocolate chips I got, babe. You've already got a chocolate little mustache going on. You look like the Joker. Well,
Amy,
on
if you're listening, we're talking about broccoli.
Yeah, broccoli. She's got broccoli. Broccoli mustache is what I said.
Are these guys from Florida or Georgia?
They're on the line. I don't know. Do we need to look it up? Do we need to look at Florida? Okay.
No, we need to get to this money stuff, country music.
Well, that's true. Hey, this is our podcast. We can do what we want.
Okay.
Florida Georgia Line. Okay. The guys' names are, let's go to the Wikipedia page because that's all true. Florida Georgia Line, Tyler Hubbard and Brian Kelly. I figured the one guy would be named Tyler, but I didn't know the other guy would be Brian. So, their country music is... they've known to help pioneer a style of country music known as bro country.
Bro or bruh?
Bro country, which incorporates production elements from rock and hip-hop music and tends to cover subject matter such as partying, drinking, driving trucks, and romantic attraction, also known as music. Isn't that what music is all about?
Well, they really uncovered a hidden gem there.
I know. I tell you what, this like... I mean, granted, it's not Vivaldi or it's not Beethoven, it's not Bach or Mozart. This is bro country. And just now, since we're on the subject of Beethoven and Bach, you mean to tell me they weren't cranking out some classical fifth symphonies to get some?
Oh, I know they were.
Now, was it deaf or blind? Wasn't it? What one of the? I don't know how it means.
I think Beethoven. Well,
was it Beethoven that was deaf? I think it was. Let's see. I got to get it close enough where it'll get it.
Wouldn't that be funny if they could have fixed his hearing, and he's like, this is nothing.
Yeah, this is nothing that I pictured it would sound like.
I did not do this. somebody stole my good music with this crap.
That's right. Okay. It said he's the grandson of Ludwig von Beethoven, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Maybe it was Bach. They were all child prodigies. But let's do this. Classical deaf composer. Classical deaf composers. Who was it? Ludwig von Beethoven. Without a doubt, the most famous composer to lose his hearing was Beethoven. What does that say about us? We like music that was composed by a deaf guy in the 1700s, no less. In the 1700s. So I need to go back. So if Beethoven was completely deaf, I don't know how we're ever going to finish this episode.
Yeah, we got to talk about Johnny Paycheck eventually.
Okay, we'll go from Beethoven to Johnny Paycheck. They're the same genre.
That's true.
This is ClassicaFM.com, but it's taking forever to load up because I noticed they're dropping fiber in this week, so that is awesome. I'm not going to wait because that, you know, Daddy, what does he ask the computer? Do humans like watching wheels turn on that commercial? Anyway, so yeah, Beethoven was deaf. I don't know how he did that. I know he was a prodigy, but maybe he didn't. I don't figure he was born deaf, was he?
I don't remember.
There was even a classical, okay, Ludwig von Beethoven, yada, 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 background. Okay, Johnny Paycheck from Beethoven. Landon, what's your take on Johnny Paycheck?
I like him. I like
you
him
like
a lot,
him.
Yeah.
Your favorite song, Take This Job?
Oh, he had some other good ones. That's what I need to be looking up.
Johnny Paycheck discography. Okay, and his real name, Donald Eugene Lytle. That's kind of like a Flo Rida changing his name from Walter Williams to Flo Rida. Snoop. What was Snoop Dogg's real name? Snoop Dogg had a real white boy name.
Richard Smith.
Richard Smith. Snoop Dogg. Let's see. Snoop Dogg, also known as Calvin Cordozer Brodus Jr.
Wow. Hey, he sang that She's All I Got song.
She's all Johnny Paycheck did or Snoop Dogg?
She's all I got.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God, I hadn't heard that song in forever. So
he sang the original of it.
Johnny Paycheck, it was a David Allan Coe song, Take This Job and Shove It. Dude went to prison.
He went to prison a few times. I think he was in Folsom when Johnny Cash was singing
at
Folsom.
At this says he was sentenced to prison, but this is in Ohio, so this wasn't in California.
Later on.
Well, was that that wasn't the only time he was in prison?
He had a rap sheet.
Now, are you sure you're not thinking about David Allan Coe? Because this said, David Allan Coe's deal said he was in prison lots of times. David Allan Coe, I saw him at the...
Maybe these country singers singing about not having money. Maybe they don't because they're paying their friggin' legal bills.
Yeah. They're selling their own ass for a pack of cigarettes. David Allan Coe, this is actually his born name. So he was sent to a reform school when he was 9, and then he spent several years in and out of penitentiaries. So this is an awesome story. Dude, after he got out of prison, he got a hearse, lived out in it, and sat and lived in it and parked it in front of the Ryman Auditorium, which is in Nashville next to the Grand. Is that the Grand Ole Opry Auditorium or Ryman Auditorium next door? Anyway, dude had quite a bit of stones to do that. So, pretty good stuff. So, Landon, do you think Johnny Paycheck, he was kind of the epitome of the whole life is hard and kind of country, really not country blues. David Allan Coe's closer to country blues than Johnny Paycheck. He was just more close to being honky-tonk, I guess. But
It said Johnny Paycheck picked the name Johnny Paycheck because he took a name after a top-ranked boxer that once fought Joe Louis.
Did he? I guess he won?
He lost. Joe Louis won.
Joe Louis won. That's what I mean. The paycheck guy lost. Mm-hmm. But that's the great thing about boxing. These guys can get their asses kicked in and still make like $5 million. Did Conor McGregor make when he got his butt beat by Lennox Lewis? Did he play Lennox? Fight Lennox Lewis?
No, he fought little small guy. What's his name? That beats women.
They all beat women.
Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather. Yeah. Yeah, and Conor McGregor still walked out with, what, 5 or 10 mil? So,
yeah, I'd get my ass kicked for that much.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd dang sure make sure it went that got done in the first round.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I would probably take a dive. First of all, I don't think you can make a rooster take a dive. But so all these guys that are singing songs about, you know, being poor and I don't really care about getting famous or I don't need to go to Nashville. I remember back in college and a lot of the people, they would all get pissed off when, like, Pat Green went to Nashville or, you know, or somebody else. Man, they went on Nashville. I'm like, yeah, that's the whole point of being in music, especially country music, yeah, is to go to Nashville and get a big record deal.
I don't care about being famous, but would you please follow me on Twitter and go there and buy my album?
Download my album on iTunes from an evil, massive, almost trillion-dollar company known as Apple.
Yeah.
And please download. You know, I was looking at all these different, like when they play songs on the radio, who gets paid? The only people that get paid are the songwriters, the artists, the just the songwriters. They get paid like, I don't know, man. I mean, it's a few cents ever roll, but and it depends on what market they're in. But like, I noticed, like in a big like New York, L.A., you know, Houston, those big cities, it can average out to $6 a song. And so that averages out to like, you know, so I mean, they play, I forget how many songs in a 24-hour period, but it's a bunch. But like on KPAN, you know, they're not paying just a whole lot because the market share is not just terribly big.
So trivia question, Brent. He's got a song called Colorado Kool-Aid. What's Colorado Kool-Aid?
Oh, I would have to think that's just what I got through drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, I noticed, I heard on the news today that they're talking about legalizing magic mushrooms in Denver.
What the hell is a magic mushroom?
I don't know, but I guess it's a mushroom that you don't put on your salad.
Those mushrooms like on Mario that make you grow?
Yeah, I know. Oh, they make you grow. They make you feel like you're in a video game, I can tell you that. Yeah, no, they're those hallucinogenic mushrooms that other people, you know, ingest and you know, make them think they're, you know, Judy Garland on a bad day of weed or something. Or I guess she did cocaine. I don't know what it was. But, yeah, so magic mushrooms, I didn't think that would get into that. I'm looking at a picture of David Allan Coe, and we saw him at the Midnight Rodeo in Amarillo several years ago. Now I'm looking at a picture. It looks like he's got a Dolly Parton wig on. The hair goes down to his literally to his waist. He's got one of those Britney Spears microphone headsets. He's sitting there with his Willie Nelson beads on his dreadlocks playing the guitar. Now, I know dude's got some talent. I mean, he's pretty good. I know he's a good friend of Steve Goodman because Steve Goodman wrote that song. You know what, Landon? I just got to realize that there is absolutely no point to this episode.
Oh, it's fun.
It's fun. It's great. It's wonderful. So, Landon, who's your favorite country? Who's your favorite country guy?
Don Williams, the General Giant.
Don Williams.
He died last year, so I don't get to see him. But
anymore? You get to see him on a regular basis?
I never got to see him in concert.
Yeah, so all the haters, you know, like Luke Bryan's got some, you know, he finally came out with a song that was basically telling everybody to get screwed because, you know, he gets all that hate on, you know, and I understand, yeah, he is not a true traditional country guy, but dude is selling records and he's still got the whole hot chicks in his country music videos. He's got the pickups.
Has he been to prison yet?
No, he hasn't been to prison.
He's not country.
Yeah, well, he's not a rapper either.
Mm.
But, you know, and he's not my favorite, but, there's just some singers out there that have got, you know, a whole lot of, and you gave me a whole lot of shit the other day. I said, you know, I figured these old country guys would tell these new country guys that are getting all this crap, it's like, do your thing. And you said some snarky comment about that's like gay or something.
I didn't say that. It was probably clever and witty and,
yeah,
and PR.
PR.
Or PC.
PC, yeah. Yeah, you're real public relations there, Landon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
If you had to pick a new country singer right now that sounds the closest to, like, good country back in the day,
I mean,
who would you pick?
Pretty easy. I'd say it's Chris Stapleton.
Okay.
I mean, there's no question.
I've heard a lot of people say he's good. Kimmy said he's good.
There's no question. But, you know, Tennessee Whiskey is one of his flagship songs, and did David Allan Coe write that song?
But he wrote Take This Job and Shove It.
He wrote, yeah, that's right. Let's see. I wrote that in there, Tennessee Whiskey. Now, he probably did it, but I mean, I listened to George Jones's version of it, and
I just read the name of one David Allan Coe song that we could never mention on this podcast.
He had a CD called Were they just underground songs or something?
I don't know.
And there were some dirty songs.
There's a new guy that sings dirty songs like that. I think his name's like Wheeler Walker Smith or something.
You sure it's not Rodney Carrington?
No, it's like Wheeler Walker. He sings like a song called F.U.
Oh, no. Songwriters of Tennessee Whiskey, Dean Dillon and Linda Hargrove, wrote it in... It was released in 1981 by David Allan Coe, and then George Jones picked it up. But I heard, like I said, I heard George Jones, and he must have been sober when he sang it because it wasn't a very good cut.
Yeah, George Jones, didn't he sing the song "Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes"?
Who's going? And he's a high tech redneck. That was at the end of his career.
And he got like rode the lawnmower to the beer store or something.
Well, yeah, and then somebody else sang a song about that too, Vince Gill or something.
We should be talking about Ray Stevens. That guy was a classic.
Oh yeah, they call him the freak. Yeah.
The Streak and I'm My Own Grandma.
I never heard I'm My Own Grandma.
He wrote a song, like I never could keep up with it, but it talks about how he's like his own grandma. It goes through the whole family lineages and Arkansas cousin loving.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sounds like he was on some magic mushrooms.
But he was funny. Jerry Reed was a good one. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Jerry Reed was pretty good.
Amos Moses, he had some good songs.
Jerry Reed had a whole bunch of 4-H dance songs.
Yeah.
He had a whole lot of those. Of course, he sang The Bandit. That was his song.
Yeah.
I don't know if he wrote that. That was the original. I'm sure that was original for the movie.
I'd say Amos Moses is probably my second favorite country song after Fishing in the Dark by Nitty Gritty.
Yeah, Fishing in the Dark is a pretty good staple. I've listened to it a whole bunch. Me and my wife, we've got, every time we hear a song that was from our, we always call them stock show songs, and a whole lot of Shenandoah, and let's see, who else? Oh, yeah, A Restless Heart. Then you got
there. They were good. Yeah,
Restless. And then there's some women in there. Oh, what was her name? She sang a few slow songs. It was pretty popular back in the day. But my dad took me and one of my friends to see Dolly.
Allison Krauss was good.
Allison Krauss was good. Union Station. We went and saw Dolly Parton in Amarillo back when I was probably maybe a fifth or sixth grader. And I mean, we were not on the front row, and I mean, we still had to kind of lean back to get away from her chest. Yeah,
how would you get away from it?
Yeah, that's true. I did. That motorboat was going to kill everybody in sight.
Maybe I did say something about gay. No, I'm just kidding. The first concert I ever went to was at the fair that they have in September down
the Tri-State Fair.
Yeah, the Tri-State Fair.
Yeah, that's a hard.
We
one.
Went. I was like 4 years old. Maybe we went and saw.
You remember?
I just remember being there. Oh, yeah.
Did you get touched by somebody?
Well, there was this guy. at Gibson's. No, we went and saw...
Sears catalog store.
We went and saw Dan Seals. That was the first concert I ever went to.
Dan Seals,
just remember being there. I don't remember.
My first rock, non-country concert was Third Eye Blind. And that was when I was a senior in high school. And I never smelled weed before, and it was at the Amarillo Civic Center. We walked in, we got on the floor of the Coliseum, and I was like, I was literally about to gag up. I'm like, what in the hell is this? Somebody smoking kosher weed in here? We're walking, and there's this circle of like these chicks. It was like a circle of 10 Jennies from Forrest Gump, all sitting in a circle, and they're all smoking this blunt. That had the diameter of this beer can I'm looking at.
They weren't shrimp boats, were they?
They were not shrimp boat captains. No, they were not. But Jenny had AIDS, by the way. I'm pretty certain that's what she had.
No, I Googled it. It's not.
What is it?
It's like hepatitis.
Herp alert? Was it the herp alert?
It's hepatitis.
Oh, that's right. Well, so doesn't that pass it down to Haley Joel Osment?
I don't know.
Because she was his kid and her kid?
If you look at him now, he's kind of funny looking. No, I'm just kidding. And he saw dead people, so it passed something down. I'm just kidding. He's a good guy. My first non-country concert was Ted Nugent. That was a pretty good one.
Oh, wow. Did he shoot a lot of guns?
I think he shot a big poster of Saddam Hussein with bow and arrow.
Awesome.
And I'm pretty sure if anybody would have pulled out a joint, he probably would have shot him in the head with it.
Oh, was he a big anti-jet?
He doesn't do drugs.
Drugs.
His first band that he was in.
Just dope on dope.
In the 60s, wrote a song called Journey to the Center of the Mind, which is about drugs, and he just quit the band right then.
Oh, wow.
So. The only time he drank was with Sammy Hagar once.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that dude, I guarantee he drinks stones on a regular basis. Well, guys, we are down here. I don't think there was any point to that episode other than just a bunch of talking, but we're glad that you're listening to it. as we create as we crowd the 44th or 5th minute of this podcast. So
what episode is this, Brent?
Everybody, this is episode 64, and I'm glad you got to some of the technical and housekeeping stuff, because yeah, we've been on the Global Ag Network now for several months, and we're really excited to be on there with Delaney and Mike at the helm. We've also want you to hear, like we said earlier, the Moving Iron podcast, Girls Talk Ag, Moving, Working Cows podcast, and there's two or three other podcasts that are really getting their feet under them and getting going, and we hope that everybody takes a listen to those. We know everybody and their dog and their dog's uncle and their dog's friends next door have a podcast now, it seems like. And we just hope that we're a little different. We hope we're a whole lot different than everybody out there. We're different. Nobody is gonna say how a deaf musician. You think Beethoven had a lot of game, even though he was deaf?
He probably thought he was writing the piano version of the guitar solo of Stairway to Heaven. And if he could hear that, he'd probably be like, what is this?
He was the Led Zeppelin of 17 and 94. Yeah. You think he was a big pro-American revolutionary guy? I mean, he was probably a kid still then, but he was a child prodigy.
I don't know.
He was probably just trying to worry about getting his...
I mean, they made a hell of a... Shoot, they made two good movies based on his name about a dog, but...
Beethoven and Beethoven's Second?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd think, if they were really good, maybe you'd get to Beethoven's Fifth, because that was his most popular symphony.
That's true.
Landon's closing up his laptop, so that means we have to go. Everybody, we hope everybody's enjoyed it. Listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, Twitter, SoundCloud. Landon, what's your Twitter handle?
NoTwitLandon44.
Mine what is my Twitter handle? @TraderBrent. Yes. Also find us on Facebook, Stitcher, everywhere podcasts are sold.
MySpace.com.
Or give it away for free. You can find it on Landon's MySpace page and his AOL email account. Everybody, until next time, we hope everybody's enjoyed this episode. And we'll ask you, everybody, what side of the line are you on? Because we're on the right side of the drive. On the podcast. I'm trying to get to the 25th minute.
So on the dry line tonight.
Nice. Everybody, see you later. The Dry Line Farmer Podcast brought to you by
We're So Country! We're not douchebags at all!
The Dry Line Farmer Podcast, now a member of the Global Ag Network, all rights reserved in 2019.